Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Really good baseball stuff today is the Cubs have won four in a row. The White Sox continue to be hot, too. They've won five in a row. Sox and Brewers. Cubs on the north side taking on Kansas City. Anthony Rizzo every Tuesday joins the Catman. It's always Can't Miss Radio. And off to that start at 8-2. Riz was very impressed not only with the way his Cubs team is playing, but with the way they have been following baseball's protocols.
Yeah, guys have been doing a really good job at buying in, and we have a really good group. Kipnis has been amazing. Just Suze has been amazing. Guys that aren't necessarily playing every day, but the energy that they've been bringing in the clubhouse and in the dugout has just been something that we're really we've talked about it and now just doing it. You know, we got to create our own energy, create our own weather, I say, and we've been doing a really good job of that, and it's been paying off in the wins column.
Someone at MLB said to me that they have revised the protocols yet again. They said it'll be an ongoing process, but they said, to be honest with you, a lot of what we're now asking every team to do is stuff the Chicago Cubs have already been doing, and that they reached out to Theo, Jed, and said, okay, we want to talk about some of the protocols because your team seems like it's doing the best job. That's A, a compliment to your organization. B, are you noticing that things are getting a little tighter and better?
Yeah. You know, this is obviously... you know, you're going to have to change on the fly. And yes, I said this the other day, talking with all of our media people. We're doing a great job. We are. And the Cubs and our staff, and, you know, we went to the Reds, and they did a really good job at making us feel comfortable. But this is the thing, is we're doing a great job until we're not. So it's just day to day, and you know, one guy is asymptomatic. If you know, we're only as strong as you know everyone on the team. So, if one person is asymptomatic and gets it and passes it, then we're not doing a great job. You know what I mean? So, we're very thankful we haven't had any positive tests, and guys are being very prudent on and off the field. And I think you know, just with the group we have and how much we enjoy being around each other is It makes it a lot easier to, you know, hold everyone accountable.
Your teammate, Steven Souza Jr., who had a horrific knee injury back in 18, his first hit, he was emotional talking to the media after the game. He said, you know, I didn't know if I was going to make it back. He said, that's how bad the injury was. He said, and to know that I got a key hit early in the game, I'm standing on second, I'm looking around. He goes, I'm playing for the Chicago Cubs on a really good team, and I got a big double. It was really, really cool to see. And then he tweeted this. Every player in this league better take a hard look at what you're doing off the field, because what you do affects more than just you and your team. Your decisions on off the field will put all of our seasons in jeopardy this year. John Lester has said the same thing. Are you guys trying to drive that message home? Like, when he says that, I would hope Andrew McCutchen came out and said the same thing and was critical of the Marlins. Are you guys trying to drive that message home to other teams that, hey, man, we're 60 games, we can do this, but we have got to all be in this together?
Yeah, you know, it's just with the whole, the uncertainty of COVID, it's hard. You know what I mean? If any little thing, someone can catch it. And that's the scary part. You know, you can catch it drive to the ballpark, if Emily gets food delivered to the house, you know, if someone's wife or girlfriend happens to get it by picking up something at the store, little things like that where everyone's making sacrifices, it's hard. You know, we have some coaches and staff's family that live in Chicago, and you're asking their kids to not do anything, and those their kids can catch it. It's just little things like that that makes it really difficult to weather the storm, and we're doing a really good job at it and all the testing. But I mean, to be as I keep saying the word prudent, but to be as prudent as you can be helps right now. And it's a hard ask, especially for the families that aren't, you know, the wise families and kids. It's a hard ask. You're on the back end of a pandemic where we've been shut down for a long time, and we're really asking our significant others to shut down, and we give a lot of credit to them.
Last thing on that, and then I want to talk about the team. The Denver Broncos this morning, they released exclusive details. They have installed what's called MicroSure, a special misting booth at the team facility. Every player and coach walks through. It looks like you're going through a metal detector, and it sprays a disinfectant on the players to and from practice. The company that came up with it said it will kill E. coli, staph infections, and coronavirus upon contact. It's expensive, but the Broncos said we want to go above and beyond to protect our players. You haven't seen anything like that in baseball yet, have you?
I have not, but I absolutely love the idea. You see, I mean, even on the boat, we got whenever they wash it, they're spraying all this disinfectant on it, just to be careful. But I love it. I do. I love that idea. It's just one of these virus right now is just it seems to be a lot more of the asymptomatic cases in the league than guys really getting sick. So, which is a good thing because you don't want guys getting sick for our health and especially people around the world, but anything to be safe is better right now than sorry.
And good news on the Cardinals, John Heyman tweeting a little while ago that Cardinals had zero positives this morning, so still have to have another round of them, but they feel like they'll be able to play this weekend. Are you at all nervous, your teammates nervous, that you're playing the Cardinals this weekend with what went on?
Yeah, there's chatter. I think that the league has learned a lot through contract tracing with the Marlins and the Phillies. I think the Twins were part of that whole somehow, who they were playing. Just talking to Nick Frangella, he's kind of the head of contract tracing for our training staff, and asking him, and he's like, they've been doing a really good job. They've been away from, I think they're coming from Minnesota to Milwaukee. No one's tested positive on the other side. So things like that, which makes you feel comfortable going in. They haven't been in St. Louis in a while, so not really worried about that. But then again, this virus sometimes can take 10 to 14 days to pop up on you and stand over at first or catching. I think I just saw that Molina had it, which is scary because, I mean, that's one of their That's Yadi Molina, the face of the franchise. So.
Yep, no question. Alec Mills, he gave up a two-run homer, I believe, to Nick Castellanos, who's a beast. And other than that, that's the only runs he's given up in two starts. Last night, 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs. He was awesome. And what is your take on where your starting rotation is? I think it's the best start through 10 games any team has had in eons.
I'm going to go with one word, and I think I've heard my good friend, as in you, say this word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
There you go.
I mean, the whole rotation and is really, it's fun to play behind. Our bullpen has settled in and has gotten the job done, really has picked us up the last couple of games. It's fun. It's a fun clubhouse. It's a fun environment. Rossi has been, I mean, just more than I expected. And coming from me, I really mean that. And it's been fun to walk into work every day during this craziness and everyone make it as normal as possible.
By the way, you mentioned Yadi Molina. The Cardinals just put this statement out. We are aware that Yadier Molina, Paul DeJong, Junior Fernandez, Rangel Ravello, Edmundo Sosa, and Cody Whitley have all tested positive for COVID-19. All six individuals made the decision to grant permission in order for us to release this information. Yadi then said, "I am saddened to have tested positive for COVID-19. Even after adhering to safety guidelines that were put in place, I will do everything within my power to return as soon as possible for Cardinals fans, the city of St. Louis, and my teammates. As I recover, I request you please respect my privacy in absence from the team." Paul DeJong said, "I also am disappointed to share that I've tested positive for COVID-19 virus. Even though I follow team protocols, I will approach my healing as I do all other things in my life with education, commitment, and persistence. Please respect my privacy. I look forward to rejoining our team soon." So that's two big-name players, and I like that they went public, because when people see that they can get it and they were trying to do the right things, anybody can get it.
Yeah, that's the scary part. And talking to Dexter a lot right now with all of this, and it's unfair, because, you know, talking to him and how – you know, good they've been and all the protocols they've been adhering by. That's the crazy part about it. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for anyone to get it. And especially a team like the Cardinals. It's just part of it. It's part of the 2020 baseball season. It's part of 2020 sports. And this is the adversity that teams are going to have to go through in order to, make it to the top this year.
Before I let you go, a couple people want to know if Kevin's been out to the ballpark at all.
Kevin has not. I guess I'll just throw it out there. I had a great idea for his first birthday coming up. Obviously, I can't do it, but next year I'm going to try to rent out Gallagher Way and just have a sausage fest. invite all dachshunds, get some food trucks, make all brats and hot dogs, and donate the money to the Humane Society or to a dog charity.
By the way, I grew up with dachshunds, Waddle, and if my mom couldn't love Anthony Rizzo anymore, he goes out this off season and he gets himself a dachshund puppy.
Yeah.
Now obvious shirts. They're selling the shirt with Kevin Rizzo on the front. I've got that one. It's a great one.
We always called them wiener dogs back in the in the tri-state area, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Back where I grew up.
Wiener dogs, sausage fest.
Never really, the sausage fest was not really anything.
Not a big fan of a sausage fest, Wads?
No, I'm not judging. I'm just saying I've never been a part of one.
We're when a bunch of dachshunds get together at the same
spot. I bet you've been a part of one without even knowing it.
As long as they're all beef frank, I'm good.
I don't think so.
So good stuff from Rizzo on COVID, too, and everything like that. I also, speaking of obvious shirts, want to introduce you to a brand new contest that we're kicking off today. Really good prizes. We have not discussed this on the air yet. I've tweeted about it. We'll get into that. If you want to weigh in on anything we've talked about regarding baseball or the Blackhawks and their loss last night, 312-332-3776 plus Mark Jean Greco up at 5:30.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Still always think of Devin Hester whenever I hear this song. I know I've mentioned that before when we played, but one of those moments that, like, if you're a Chicago sports fan and you go to Bears games, the, "Oh my God, let's all stand as one and let's watch what this dude's going to do right now." He's dancing. He's getting the crowd into it, ready to go kick off or catch a punt.
He was must-see television in Chicago sports.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. And then, like, on the poll question today, then I'm going to introduce the contest. I brought up my number 18th rated Cub of all time. I'm doing this, and we got to give out the Great Clips gift card. I'll do that here in a minute as well. But every Tuesday and Thursday, courtesy of Great Clips, I'm going to name another player on my all-time top 20 Cubs list. This isn't my favorites. This is who I deem the top 20 Cubs of all time by doing some research and everything like that, with some obvious biases that I'm admitting up front. Like today at 18, I put Jake Arrieta. I left off. I did not put Greg Maddux on my list. Greg Maddux did win a Cy Young as a Cub. But so did Jake. And Jake pitched less for the Cubs than Greg Maddux. But Jake Arrieta was dominant, like more dominant than many Cubs players have ever been over a year span. Wouldn't you agree, Waddle?
Oh, gosh. He was. That's the most dominant stretch of baseball I've seen anyone play. I don't care if you're a first baseman, you're a fantastic relief pitcher, or a that's the most dominant performance over a stretch I've seen in baseball probably in the last 25 years.
And then what I was thinking when you were just bringing up Devin Hester about, like, can't-miss stuff, other than Michael Jordan, like, what we've been given? What is – we always talk about money on the table time. So money in the bank. What is money in the bank? Money in the bank is Michael Jordan at the end of a game. You know what I mean? Like, hey, the Bulls are up against it. Michael Jordan time. Money in the bank. And you knew Michael was going to make you win and live happily ever after. Like, other than that, can you name anything else in Chicago sports history that was more money in the bank than that year-and-a-half stretch of Jake Arrieta? Like, you could say, like, I know Patrick Kane's had an awesome career, but we've had many postseason runs where we've been like, hey, dude, where's Patrick Kane? You know, he hasn't scored an X amount of games. And he's been awesome, a Hall of Fame player, one of the all-time great players. But I'm just saying, every fifth day, knew in that period that Jake Arrieta was going to win a baseball game for the Cubs.
It was crazy. Like I said, I mean, it's not an exaggeration to say he was the modern-day Bob Gibson for a stretch.
Yes. So remember to continue to follow that, the top 20 greatest Cubs of all time presented by Great Clips. Right now, let's give away to caller 20 a $50 gift card to Great Clips. It's all you have to do is be caller 20. Listen every day too at about 2:50. We'll give away the gift card then on Thursday. But right now, I got a $50 gift card to Great Clips. You know you need a haircut.
They've been implementing
new safety measures and taking extra action to best serve you for your visit. From extra sanitation to contactless check-in, they're doing more to make your experience safer. Experience quality hair care at down-to-earth prices. Go to greatclips.com. Find one of their over 150 Chicagoland locations. Download on the online check-in app to avoid the wait. Great Clips.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, Waddle's been talking about Great Clips for years.
Fantastic people.
So caller 20 right now at 332-3776 for that $50 gift card. Here's the other thing that we've got going. There's a brand-new contest, Waddle. It is because so many people have supported me on the journey that I've been on. I've been through four chemo treatments, five treatments overall, counting immunotherapy, in my fight against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. My next one is a week from Friday, and doctors love the progress, and then they're going to rescan after my sixth one, which is two away, and then hopefully things will be good. But we've raised a ton of great money thanks to Obvious Shirts and all my great teammates here at ESPN 1000 and all the listeners, of course, the fans, the listeners. We have surpassed the $40,000 mark.
Wow.
For money raised for cancer research. All the money goes to the V Foundation. And as we know, every dollar that the V Foundation gets, they use to cancer research, no overhead costs. So since there's well more than 2,000 shirts floating around there now owned by some of our fans.
It's unbelievable.
And it really is. And you talk, I can't stress enough, like when I pick up the phone and I'm feeling down, or if I come out of treatment and I post an Instagram thing and then people post themselves in an Instagram picture or a Twitter picture, just like how I may not be feeling good that day, but by opening that tweet, it's like getting a get well card. It's amazing. And it's the good of social media. It's not always good, but that, like, the you've seen the good in people in this. So we want to reward the people who have bought the shirt. And if you haven't gotten the shirt, you can get it at obviousshirts.com. And even if you still can enter, you don't have to purchase the shirt to enter. You can make your own Sylvie Strong shirt. The contest is called the Sylvie Strong Challenge. And I do believe one of the listeners came up with this as a suggestion. And then I threw this out there at Mike Thomas, our market manager, and Debbie in promotions, who's been so supportive of me, took it and ran with Joe at Obvious Shirts. Here's what we're going to do. This is like a Where's Waldo, or what they call it, Abdallah. What he may be screening calls. Like Cap just brought this up too. The flat Stanley, is it? It's called
Flat Stanley. Flat, sure. Stanley.
Yeah. Like, you know, people take flat Stanley.
I don't
Stanley.
Think Abdallah would know that. That's something actually the kids do. Yeah, like your children
flat
would
Stanley,
do.
Stanley, yeah.
So like, here's the challenge for you: take a picture of you or someone in your family or a friend or anyone wearing one of the Sylvie Strong shirts. Make it creative. Make it funny. Make anything to catch our eye. Do something fun or funny. Have it at a great site. Maybe have someone famous wear it. And you need to be following us at ESPN 1000 on Twitter or ESPN Chicago. Take that picture. Send it to us at ESPN 1000 on Twitter or Instagram. And hashtag it Sylvie Strong Challenge. At the end of this, at the end of August, we're going to have a 10-panel judging crew, 10-person judging crew. And the first place winner is going to get a brand new television.
Ooh, yeah.
And free streaming service.
Ooh, yeah.
How about that, Waddle?
I like it.
Second place and third place will also get gift cards to obviousshirts.com. So this, we've got three different prizes. You do what you want with it. It's called the Sylvie Strong Challenge. You've got the shirts. If you haven't, you can get us to $50,000 for cancer research. This is something huge that could benefit everybody. Send us the picture, whether it's somewhere. Like someone took it recently. One of our teammates took it in front of Mount Rushmore. Did you see that?
I
think it was Doug Russell. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
So like wherever it is, with a friend, doing something funny. You know, whatever you think you can do.
Maybe if you're a baseball player, wear it out to a bar. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
You will not
or only
win.
Wear the shirt.
Yeah, we're not giving you anything for that, Jeff.
What if they're
we'll
only
send
wearing
you a Sylvie
the shirt?
Strong mask.
Yeah.
He's just wearing the Sylvie Strong mask. So, get those out on social media. And again, you got to be following. And again, really quick, if I could just add this on a personal note, Waddle, like today is my 8th anniversary, and people love to write the you've outkicked your coverage thing on Instagram, and I love it. It's fine. I've totally outkicked my coverage. But the one thing that I've learned in this year that I already knew, don't get me wrong, I already knew it, but you stand up there when we got married. Waddle, you were at my wedding. Meller, you are at my wedding. Abdallah, sorry, I didn't know you that well back then. You weren't at my wedding. I'm just saying. You stand up there.
I get it.
And you're looking at this woman, and you're going through your vows, and you know you're doing in sickness and in health, and you know what I mean, and whatever the vows say, and you're reading them as just vows, and you never know if that's actually going to be the case. But what my wife has been able to do for me and my family this year, in the biggest need for me, she's always been my best friend, but during these times now, when I've had to go through what I've had to go through and what we're going through in COVID, is a true test of character of anybody. And what she's been able to do to be my backbone, to be my rock, to continue to be my best friend, it's why I am the luckiest guy in the world to be celebrating my 8th anniversary today to my wife. So
congratulations.
I just wanted to make sure everyone knew
yes,
that.
Yes, Margie Greco is participating in saluting you and Allie for having a fantastic 8 years.
Ned, Sylvie, congrats, man. All that, the COVID and what you're going through with your treatment and everything, in addition to the fact that you way out kicked your coverage to begin with.
Yes, thank you.
So
thank
awesome.
I always know that, and I'm thankful I did. All right, Marky is in studio. We'll have some fun and lighten the mood next.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, Mark Gene Greco is in our first Midwest Bank studio along with Waddle. You can watch along on Twitch, as always. Marky is brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Boy, wouldn't it be perfect to be on the patio right now?
Yes.
Perfect day.
It's beautiful out there.
It is.
Cool.
Is it warmed up a little bit more from yesterday? Yesterday was a little cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it was overcast yesterday. Yeah. It's beautiful today.
We had some great weather. Perfect. We really have.
Yeah, it is supposed to get hotter again like it does in the summer, which I'm cool with.
But are you doing our AccuWeather forecast here?
I am not, no. I just saw Tracy Butler's 7-day forecast, so that's why I'm relaying.
Okay. I'd like to go over there and have a nice bottle of Cabernet. You know,
Let's just go right now.
Yeah,
let's
I'll have a steak.
You could have the whole bottle,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course.
Now you're on board with a whole bottle of wine.
No, not really. I have found out that, not really, like, as awful as this sounds, I think the more expensive the bottle, the more likely I am to drink more of it, because the less likely it is the next day that I'm going to have a wine hangover.
Oh.
Like, for the first time in a really long time, I think last Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, I think I drank a full bottle of red wine after playing golf.
You know, if
the next day, Mark, I was fine.
Yeah? Well, that's the quality. That's right.
If
Americans are ever allowed back in Europe, you'll be able to drink all day and night over there because they don't have phosphates and other stuff in the wine.
Sulfates.
Yeah. Phosphate. What's phosphate?
I think that's
like a chocolate phosphate, like a soda, right, yeah, that you would get.
I think sulfates are what you get in wine.
Yeah.
So what did you think last night, Mark? Were you optimistic that they would pull that out, or did you not feel like it was good from the start with the quick goal?
I didn't think it was good from the start because if you look at these games, and right now, unfortunately, the Columbus-Toronto game, somebody is down and hasn't moved for several minutes, although we did see him kicking his legs and moving his arms.
Yeah, they're trying to get him
on a
stretcher.
They're going to put a player. They have too many people around for me to see right now, but they're putting a player up on a stretcher, and you hate to see that. But
it's one of the Maple Leaf players.
It's one of it's such a great thing to watch morning hockey. I have hockey on all day. I've really enjoyed all these games, but there is no defense in any of them. It's just, you know, you haven't had that much time to prepare. Look at Corey Crawford, has had no time. Drake Caggiula out with that suspension. You know, they miss his grit. So Connor McDavid was allowed to do anything he wanted last night. And, man, he can just fly, just absolutely fly. And so his hat trick did him in. It didn't feel good from the start, even though they came back to tie it. I just felt like they were never going to generate enough.
Well,
to win
Edmonton
that game.
Looked like the team that was down one zip and needed a win.
Yeah, it was must win. Game one was a wake up call for them.
Yeah,
absolutely. But Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid. After that, it's just a bunch of young players. I mean, Tyler Ennis. They got a couple other guys, Nugent Hopkins, but Mike Smith is terrible.
Well, I was going to say, you better tell him not to come to the rink under any circumstances.
You know, the series is still up for grabs, but. Yeah, I don't know.
Is it not a good matchup? I mean, like, how would you describe this matchup? There are certain teams in different sports that are better matchups than others for your favorite
team. We were talking about last week. Yeah, they don't match up well on paper, and you can't lay it out as Kane and Taves have to produce as well as McDavid and Draisaitl. You can't go with that. You have to go third and fourth liners going up against one another. That'll tell the tale in this one. And I think they have better third and fourth liners.
When you're the 12th seed, Mark, I mean, there aren't many good matchups to begin with, right?
Right.
You're not usually allowed in the postseason.
Yeah, and they really shouldn't have been in, you know? So they went with 24 and threw a couple of guys in there. They were lucky.
Listen, I think we all, didn't we all? I mean, well, those of you who have more hockey knowledge than me probably had different thoughts. My thought was the following. This is going to be fun. Crawford hasn't had a whole lot of work, but he's the only one that gives them a chance to shock the world. Mm-hmm. You come out in the first game, they scored like 30 goals in the first 20 minutes, and you're like, this is fun. Like, whoa, I feel like old-time Blackhawk hockey is back.
Pond hockey, it really is.
I mean, it did give you a jolt, didn't it? Saturday gave you a tremendous hockey
Absolutely.
Jolt.
Absolutely. We got a positive buzz.
Yeah.
Look at baseball's teetering on the verge of just halting the schedule. The NFL continues to plow through.
I think that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Did you see the Denver Broncos unveil their new device that sprays down
each player?
We
were talking about that last night. We were texting with each other.
I'm not buying it.
It looks good, but isn't it just like aerosol, like hand sanitizer?
It's a car wash for humans.
Hand sanitizer?
You know, like when women will... Well, I'm sure you do it with your cologne, too, Tommy. You just squirt it in the air and you walk into it. Yeah, that's basically
I spray some of it straight on me, but the stuff that the guys were giving me heat about, the last one that I got, the Yves Saint Laurent or whatever it is, Saint Laurent.
Did you just get that in the mail?
It's like my wife gave it to me as an expensive cologne, but it's strong.
Yeah, you can't use a
like
lot
you.
Of that
that's
stuff.
One you spray and you just casually lean into.
You run away from everywhere. It. See, that's why I don't wear cologne. That's perfume. It's too heavy. I wear bracer. You got to wear aftershave.
Yeah, that's
crisp, clean.
Yeah, but what if I'm not shaving?
Why would I put aftershave
on when I didn't shave?
Yeah, that's true. I have to shave all the time. I cannot have any stubble.
Like, do you take aftershave and put, like, when I spray myself, I don't spray my face. I spray, like, my chest area.
Yeah, you smell better to yourself.
I slap it on my face.
It's old.
Aftershave.
You are old.
I'm traditional. Yes,
so
I'm
old. So you take the liquid that you put on your palm and you slap your hand and then you go to the face?
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. We got to do a commercial with you doing that.
My dad wore it and I wore it. And I told you, I thought they were going out of business about 15 years ago. I bought two cases.
Of Aquavelva?
No. Oh, shame on you.
What is it, green?
Skin bracer. It's green.
My bad.
It's green.
My bad.
Nothing like putting some green stuff on your face.
Yeah. Aquavelva, that stuff's awful.
Okay, honestly.
But hey, listen, wait a minute. As long as we've gone down this rabbit hole,
a second. I got Aquavelva wear and I got Menin's skin bracer wear.
Well, Menin's on top, number one.
Menin is green and then the Aquavelva's blue, right?
Correct. But listen, when I was in high school, cologne was very important. And there was always the name brand.
Oh, my God.
And then there was the off brand that it competed against. You had.
Sylvie, I can get you some of this if you want it for $3.79.
Oh, I know. And I don't want it. Yeah. No.
Well, listen, here's the lineup.
Yeah, basically.
Here's the lineup. You had English leather, and then there was British sterling. You had high karate, and then there was Jade East.
Yeah.
And then you had Old Spice. And what was the equivalent of Old Spice?
Was it not Aquavelva?
No, it was not.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, I know what it was.
By the way, Aquavelva is like three times more expensive than Skin Bracer.
And it's garbage. It's not about the price. It's not like wine. It's not about the price.
Why is it more expensive then?
Very good question.
I don't know.
Better marketing.
Well, the brand that went against Old Spice was Canoe.
Excuse me?
Which my friend Freddie Postolis thought was Conaway. That's how he pronounced it. Yeah,
I was shamed when I was in sixth grade. I'll never forget. I took this girl I met her at a bowling alley for a date in sixth grade.
Met her in an alley.
I think one of the first dates I've ever gone on. Like, you know, my
first
mom
date
dropped
I went
me
on
off.
With my wife.
Huh? What's that?
It's the first date I ever went on with my wife. So
bowling alley.
Yes.
How about this? Bowling alley. You married Allie. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Symmetry.
So I put on English leather, which you just mentioned, and I was shamed by the class then because she told her friends that I put on cologne.
At age six?
I was like 11.
Well, that was awesome. I give you high marks for that.
People were making fun of me that I was putting on cologne.
Did your face break out?
No, I thought it was cool. I think I got it like for a Hanukkah gift or something. You know, you wanted
Happy
to do a
strong move. Don't let your class give you a hard time about that.
I wouldn't mock anybody about that. I'd have to go get some myself saying, wow.
Strong move there.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, though, at 11, that's hard.
Where'd you went to the bowling alley?
Yeah, I think we played some video games. We may have a
roller skating was what we used to do at that age.
By Aranda Frogger?
Yes. Do you care to play a little dig dug?
Excuse me?
Wow. What?
And you were just in the back seat of your mom and dad's car. That wasn't even in the arcade portion of the bowling alley.
Dug with Doug.
Were you a red ass competitor back then as well? Like
no,
if she,
I mean,
she had a 10-pin lead on you, you actually would yell in her backswing?
When I was terrible.
Gutter ball!
They had the little cushions in the gutter.
Bad around
for
women.
The little kids.
Dude, bad around girls.
You
at
actually
that
had
age.
To keep score back then.
Yes, right, you had to use a pencil.
Yeah, well, you would definitely cheat.
This is back when people knew how to keep score for bowling.
Did you score with your pencil?
Do you remember first you kept score on like a score sheet
yes.
that you would put there, and then they had the big advancement mark where then they had like it was the overhead projector.
Ooh, electronic.
Whereas, but yeah. no, before electronic, it was like the cellophane thing.
Oh, it was still the piece of paper in your hand with the pencil you just saw up on the ceiling. That's
yes.
right.
Yes. yes that's that was before the electronic advancement.
Right. Yeah. Just think how unsanitary that is. The shoes.
Do you have your own lane or did you share a lane with someone on this date?
I don't remember now. I just remember being scarred about the smell.
The English leather,
and I really put it on.
Did you think it was, did it smell good?
Oh,
you,
yeah. I was excited.
Like, did she like the smell or she was just telling everyone that you wore it?
Yeah, she didn't mention anything until people were talking behind my back.
She forgot to wear her perfume. She was jealous.
What was her name?
I forget. I didn't forget. I just don't want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you don't want to say.
Fawn Leibowitz.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, no, I didn't Leibowitz. Do anything wrong. I remember.
She was shaming you. You weren't
shaming
her.
There wasn't a second date. There was no second
there was no
outing.
I don't think there was another date for me for about 3 years because I had completely lost my confidence.
You were the cologne guy. You were universally yeah. known in school as the cologne guy.
Craig Kimbrell. He lost his confidence.
I was trying too hard. You know? And then I was shamed. Look at that dude. He's the cologne guy. Doesn't have a hair on his body. He's putting on cologne.
I don't know. I still think it was a really bold, mature move on your part.
Yeah.
That was good. It backfired, but nice
he was wearing cologne, and he had the Manscaped 3.0 just sitting on his desk. Hey, you know what? I have to use this every now and again, just so you know.
I can't wait to use this when I'm 38.
Yeah, so funny. All right, more with Marky. We'll also cross-talk with Jonathan Hood, who's got the baseball show coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Archie Greco in studio, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, LaSalle and the River. Absolutely awesome. David Flom and Maddie Moore are going to make you a dinner to remember. Even during these times, they've got the awesome patio. Everything's distanced the way it's supposed to be. Servers, everybody playing by the rules.
I have a bubble over the G and Greco table.
You should.
Yeah.
I think you put up those plexiglass partitions as well.
It's hermetically sealed. Yeah, it's like the cone of silence from Get Smart.
Have you pitched the idea to Chelly yet that you rent his boat and put the table out on the river? Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did, and I think he'll be all for it.
I don't think he's going to.
By the way, I talked to Bo Jackson yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, just getting updated with Bo. He's doing great. So, you know, we have this common love of cars, and we had our cars done at the same place, and he just got a new one done.
What kind of car does he drive?
He's got a Pontiac Le Mans that he calls the Chieftain that he's got all customized. He just had a C10, I think it was a 72 Chevy pickup done, and I got my T-Bird, and so we're talking cars. And, you know, he's an ambassador for the Sox, and he shows up at the games, but he keeps himself busy hunting and fishing and doing all kinds of cool stuff, but it's just great to hear his voice and... You know, he says hi to everybody.
So. Awesome. One of the most memorable athletes ever. I mean, like in that period of time. That period of time where he was just so dominant.
Don't you still remember that time? I mean, when he got hurt, he was playing for the Raiders, running down the sideline and took that horrible step.
Against the Bengals. Was it Tim Crumrine who tackled him and tore his hip out?
I don't know who tackled him, but... Like I mean, I can see it now. Just the odd step, and then
I prefer not to see that. I prefer to see him running up the wall, and I prefer to see him running past Brian Bosworth into the tunnel.
Like I mean, it's how many years ago, and you still know those plays, Mark. It's amazing.
Exactly,
isn't it?
The first guy in frustration to snap his bat over his head or over his thigh. He was far and away a greater physical specimen. And a greater athlete than anybody else on any stage.
And then the triumphant return, right?
Yeah.
Did he have the home run right after hip surgery?
Yes, he did.
For the White Sox?
He just shows up in the All-Star game and does everything and goes home. Yeah, and he's such a good
player. You can argue he's top five athlete in the history of professional sports.
Of all time.
If you're defining like an athlete like that.
I'd put him ahead of Deion Sanders because Deion basically playing baseball was put in as a pinch runner. And he'd hit a little bit, but Bo could do everything. And that's, you know, that spawned the
Bo was probably
the ad campaign.
As fast as Deion was, Bo was probably almost as fast, if not as fast,
and
was
way bigger.
40 pounds heavier.
Yeah. Let's bring in Jonathan Hood, who's got the baseball show. Hoodie, where was Bo Jackson on your list of favorite athletes growing up?
It's got to be right there in the top five, because you think about it. Could you imagine the social media era, Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson, and those guys playing two sports? I mean, Brian Jordan was a hell of an athlete, too.
Yep.
Just think about in the modern day, someone says, you know what, I'm going to play football, and I'm going to play baseball. I mean, social media would just lose their minds knowing that you had incredible athletes like those two in particular.
Yeah, remember Deion did the plane ride, the private jet?
Yeah.
The documentary
One day he played
on
Deion two games.
Was really good. Yeah. That was recent, wasn't it? Like within the last year?
Last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah.
I was around him for 5 years, I think, in Los Angeles when I was going out there to work. I played against him a couple of times. I always found him to be a really engaging, great guy. Like, there was no one out in L.A. that we worked with that didn't feel the same way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, Mark, you could have maybe put a book in for Waddle and Sylvie. I mean, Bo Jackson's pretty much the white whale on our station. He'd have been a nice lunch for a legend.
Yeah.
I'll get him on
the
air.
We were too busy getting Quaddy on. Who did we have lunch with?
Mike Quaddy.
Yeah, we had Mike Quaddy.
Why don't you tap into my vast resources and my connections, and I can make that happen.
See?
And I told you the story. Bo and I were playing in a celebrity outing, and he said that the garage burned down where my car was. And I called the place, and he had them in on it. And I was going out of my mind until the guy on the other end finally broke down and said, Bo, put me up to it. So I start chasing Bo over to the practice green, and he's like, what are you going to do to
me?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
By the way, Hoodie, if you want to be hooked up with Mike Quaddy, we can fix that out.
What do you need?
Let us know. Give us a tip of the cap. We'll get there.
I heard how that went. That's okay. No, thank you.
He was an engaging interview.
He was great.
It was a great interview.
Yeah, it wasn't quite Dennis Rodman weird.
No, managing wise, he's like the Jim Boylan of the Cubs managers.
Yeah. You just call it lunch with who?
It was our lunch with Quaddy series.
So memorable. I remember it like it was yesterday, unfortunately.
Yeah unbelievable. How do you
lunch
feel?
With an enigma. What?
How do you feel about your baseball team, Hoodie? I mean, 5 in a row now.
Boy, I tell you what. You talk about feeling good about a young talent. I haven't felt this good about young talent in the White Sox in a long time. It's not just Robert. It's Madrigal. It's looking at Eloy. That's what you – baseball is not about necessarily the veterans all the time. It's also about what's next and what's new. Those guys are what's new. That's what's new. On the Cubs side of things, Horner is new, is newish. It's to the point where he's pushing Kipnis. Kipnis is in the lineup today, but I want to see more Horner than Kipnis, actually, if I could, because that's what's next. That's what makes baseball interesting to me.
More Horner. More Horner. I got to say that slowly, Hoodie. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
More Horner.
By the way, Moncada, I was just checking it. He's 25. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that he's very young.
Well, look at
what
it. People
swing.
Are saying, what about Jose Abreu? He's getting lost in the shuffle here. No, 2-run homer last night. Let's even it up.
It was a 3-0 count, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, and Ricky was playing some gambling yesterday, wasn't he? Riverboat Ricky?
Yeah.
All of a sudden with Yelich?
I've been so much better, but Girardi on the south side.
Stop it.
Just that guy. Just
you know what, Hoodie, though? We're getting shots of Ricky in late innings passing out under his mask.
What?
Yeah, he's asleep in the eighth. Thinking, Ricky, wake up. Huh? What, huh?
It's time to bunt.
Oh,
Ricky, it's time to bunt.
Yeah, just have a nice television cut of Robin Ventura and then go to Ricky. It's the same guy.
What he should do is put a smile on his mask and add two little eyes on top of the mask, wide open.
It's like what Harold Baines used to do, right?
Oh, weekend with Harold. Yeah, just he had to have a mirror under his nose to make sure that he was alive. But you would know he's alive when he's hitting home runs and doing stuff, but otherwise.
And let's not get into the whole retired number Hall of Fame discussion either, okay?
Maybe you don't want we're out of time anyway.
Yeah, we're leaving anyway. Okay. So
happy Robin Ventura noogies to all of you guys.
Today's the anniversary. I was when I heard that today on Carmen and Yurko, for as good as Robin Ventura was, you remember the noogies, you remember? Do you remember the NLCS Grand Slam single? Do you remember that? That's a rare moment too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you remember the gruesome injury in spring training. Remember his leg was hanging off. Weird stuff.
We just prefer the weird stuff.
Yeah. So, all right, Hoodie, the baseball show up in 2 minutes. Have a great show.
All right.
See you, Jonathan.
How many Cardinals have COVID?
We'll find out at 6:02.
Okay. Jeff Passan was awesome on that whole subject. Pat Boyle and the Blackhawks and Mark Jean Greco on just fun and skin bracing.
Yes.
The baseball show with Jonathan Hood coming up in 2 short minutes. Thank you to Jeff Meller and Adam Abdallah. For Mark Ian Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. The baseball show is next. Have yourself a happy and safe Tuesday night.